Feds tell Diddy trial jurors case not about a celebrity's private sex life, it's about a criminal enterprise. By Breitbart News on May 12, 2025. A prosecutor painted Sean Diddy Combs at his trial Monday as an unfaithful, jealous, and at times, angry offender who used violence and threats to control women he abused over many years. Combs, 55, has pleaded not guilty on all counts, which include a racketeering charge alleging the hip-hop pioneer led a sex crime ring that included drug-fueled sex parties by use of force, threats and violence. He was a cultural icon, a businessman, larger than life. But there was another side to him, a side that ran a criminal enterprise, said prosecutor Emily Johnson. She alleged Combs brutally beat his former girlfriend, singer Cassandra Cassie Ventura, threatening to release videos of her participating in elaborate sexual freak-offs if she defied him. Johnson described Diddy as a violent offender who had set a man's car ablaze and dangled a woman from a balcony, as well as making impossible demands of his lovers. "Let me be clear. This case is not about a celebrity's private sexual preferences," she said. "It's coercive and criminal in nature," she added as Combs watched intently. The panel of 12 jurors, 8 men and 4 women, and 6 alternates responsible for determining Combs's fate was finalized Monday. The selected jurors will remain anonymous, but not sequestered, meaning they must individually ensure they stay away from media coverage and social media commentary about the high-profile case. Toxic relationship claim. Combs's defense lawyer Tini Garagos told jurors the case is about love, jealousy and infidelity and money. Combs dramatically stood up and looked at the jury box when Garagos introduced him, his hands clasped. Garagos called Combs's accusers capable, strong, adult women, and his situation with Ventura a toxic relationship between two people who loved each other. "Being a willing participant in your own sex life is not sex trafficking," she said, adding that the defense would admit there was domestic violence, but that Combs is not charged with domestic violence. Ventura is expected to testify in the next day or two. Combs, who is for decades one of music's powerhouse figures, appears aged, his once jet black hair now gray. Combs was joined at the courthouse by his mother Janice and 17-year-old twin daughters, and wore a white dress shirt under a beige sweatshirt with khaki pants and black-rimmed glasses. There was a scrum of journalists and curious members of the public braving tight security, eager to catch a glimpse of the fallen music mogul, if convicted, the one-time rap producer and global superstar, who is often credited for his role in bringing hip-hop into the mainstream, could spend the rest of his life in prison. Core to the case against Combs is his relationship with Ventura, who will be a key trial witness. A disturbing surveillance video from 2016 shows Combs physically assaulting Ventura at a hotel. It is unclear how much of the CNN video will be shown to jurors as evidence. The footage quality has been a sticking point between the opposing legal teams, but Judge Arun Subramanian has ruled that at least some of it will be admissible. The proceedings are expected to last 8 to 10 weeks.